Vehicles Network. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today. Great to have back vehicle maintenance expert Jake Schaefer. He's the service parts director at Smart Motors. Looking forward to him talking with him about potholes and other kinds of vehicle problems this kind of the year. If I don't have Jake around, I usually go to Jill Nadeau, who's our vehicle maintenance expert at Public Radio. And she's actually stopped in. She wanted to hear what Jake had to say, but she also wants to talk with us about the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. You count on the Ideas Network for interesting conversations, and we count on you to help keep these discussions on the air. And listener support is so important, Jill.
It is, and you know, that's because it is the largest piece of funding that makes this show and all the others that you enjoy possible. That's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Last hour, we heard from, I think, 27 folks and new and returning members, actually, and I want to thank you all for those gifts. Today, only become a WPR sustainer. You can do that by a monthly gift, and the first year of your contributions will be matched by a group of generous members.
Absolutely. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your support for the programs you love when you become a sustainer or increase your monthly gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kind of have a unique funding model at Public Radio. It's a two-way street that creates, I think, a high-quality product. This is how it works. You voluntarily contribute, and in turn, you get back programs that are accountable only to you.
Yeah, it's really an amazing system. You get programs worth listening to precisely because you step up and support them. So make your contribution for independent news, information, and music right now. Help pay for all the programs that you enjoy on WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio listeners become Wisconsin Public Radio contributors for a variety of reasons. Giving to WPR is one way to make a difference and help your local community for sure.
So your contribution today, it not only pays for the programs you listen to, it also gives others the chance to discover WPR, and that's always a wonderful moment. So make that difference with a gift of $100 or $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the best mixes that I can find of both highly entertaining and highly useful and informative information. Wisconsin Public Radio really has a great variety in the type of programs they put on. It's very difficult to get bored of listening to WPR. I only used to listen to public radio in the car. I've recently started listening to public radio on online streaming. The variety and quality of the broadcasts are really enough to keep someone, you know, tuning back in for more time and time again. I'm Ben Martin from Minnesota, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for variety and entertainment.
And you can go to WPR.org or you can phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support today of WPR keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is 10 bucks a month or $100 a month, we appreciate it and we count on your gift.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And our sustaining match is still in effect. Today, a group of generous members will match up to 50 $1,000 of monthly gifts. So become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions will be matched. So that's double the impact of your sustaining gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the 2021 WPR t-shirt. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. So simple. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support of the programs you love. Like Marnie in Mount Horeb says, thank you, Larry, for always being there. I learn so much. And Tony in Green Bay says, I love your show, and I'm so happy that WPR continues to make helpful informational programming available.
Marnie and Tony, thank you so much. And thank you if you've given already. If you haven't, do it now. Your gift is powerful. Really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Jill will probably come back, won't you?
Yeah, I probably will. Yeah.
Okay. In the meantime, though, we're going to talk with our guest today, Jake Schaefer, Service and Parts Director at Smart Motors, over 8 years of certified vehicle maintenance and manufacturer experience. So it's great to have Jake back. And certainly looking forward to hearing what you have for questions. What do you want to know about pothole damage to your car? Problems, other problems with your vehicle? Give a call, 800-642-1234, or email at ideas@wpr.org. Jake, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing just great. And the big question on everybody's mind, why the heck do we have so many potholes in this state?
You know, I can't speak to the, you know, how they develop on the road, but I do know this time of year, as you've outlined, you know, they're definitely coming up as we saw out here and you know, littering our roadways for sure.
Yeah, and they usually come up, what, springtime, don't they? Not too far away.
No, not too far. In fact, we've already kind of seen some of it progress as we've gotten the latest sheet of snow off the roads here.
Well, it's almost inevitable that you're going to hit one. I don't know how to react except to say some words that I might not normally say when I hit a pothole like that. I don't know how to react or how can you protect your car against a sudden jarring like hitting a pothole?
You know, protecting your car and things like that, there isn't a ton a consumer can do. You know, trying to be prepared, though, you know, having the proper inflation in your tires, being aware of where you're driving and things like that, doing your best to avoid it, I think would be, you know, the best avoidance tactics at this point.
What about inflation of tires? Do we want to inflate them a little more or a little less, or just go by manufacturer's recommendations this time of year?
Coinciding with the temperatures outside, a typical tire will lose about a pound of air for every 10 degrees drop in temperature. Now, we don't get that back when the temperature rises. So, you know, there will be some adjustments on tires. Running your tires maybe a pound or two higher than you normally do will at least keep that tire light off for a little bit, and also have you more prepared for that normal loss of air that happens with the cold temperatures each year.
And then in terms of damage, you had a pothole, and, you know, you just keep driving along unless it's a huge crater that wrecks you. But how do you know when you've damaged your car?
You know, and there's such a wide variety of things that can happen depending on, you know, your speed and the pothole size and things like that. You know, if you do encounter one and you're driving along, if there is some damage, you know, an all-telling sign, of course, is going to be a flat tire or something along those lines. You may also experience some movement in the steering wheel if you have, you know, tire damage that hasn't necessarily deflated it, noises, things like that. Consumers are pretty much going to be, you know, in the know because they know what their car feels like and things when they're driving. So looking out for those things, change in steering wheel vibration, any abnormal noises or things like that. Again, ultimately, a flat tire is pretty telling right then and there. So just some things to pay attention to.
Yeah. Callers online. By the way, does insurance ever cover damage from hitting a pothole?
You know, there are situations that insurance companies, you know, would provide some coverage for pothole damage and things like that. I don't want to speak for all insurance carriers, but definitely if there's a question, you know, reach out to your carrier. It never hurts to ask or inquire if you do run into this situation, if it's something that they would cover for you.
Let's take some calls. Phil in Kingston has a question or comment. Let's go there. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. I have a 2002 Buick LeSabre, and the problem is in the wintertime, the thermostat needle doesn't go to the point, the temperature it should be. I mean, I never really get that. I get warm air, but not really warm air to come out of the thermostat. One time, I guess a friend, he connected one of those analyzers to the car, and it said that the car wasn't operating under a normal, it was lower than normal temperature. Now, in the summer, the needle registers okay, and it's in the middle where it should be. But in the wintertime, it's always a quarter down, and it just doesn't really get that warm. But so I was wondering what could be the problem.
What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, cooling systems, you know, performing, you know, in the summer and the winter is very important. You know, the first thought is, you know, have we been doing regular coolant services, you know, every seven years or so, making sure we're getting the old coolant in, getting it in, so at least that we know that the fluid that we have in the vehicle is up to par for freezing and boiling points. Within the system, you know, you might want to have someone take a look at thermostat performance. Is the thermostat opening all the way? Making sure that, you know, the water pump is operating correctly. Over time, you know, water pumps can start to underperform, flowing that coolant to get that temperature up. You know, on a rare occasion, maybe we have a sensor issue. So definitely want to get that checked out, see what's going on, because there are so many things intertwined between, you know, mechanical and electrical things that are involved in your cooling system.
Yeah, and there's a whole list there for you, Phil. Thank you for calling. Dennis in Two Rivers, your turn. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. There are some cars, I guess that are newer cars, it seems like there's more rim than there is tire. The tires are very small, but the rims are bigger in diameter. And I was just wondering, well, if somebody hits a pothole with one of those, is that going to be worse than just having a bigger tire?
Interesting. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, there's a correlation. Obviously, the more sidewall you have between the ground and the wheel, you know, the more protection you have to avoid damage to the wheel. It is more likely if you have a large wheel with a smaller sidewall on the tire, like he's talking about, you could have damage to the wheel. You'd want to look for cracking, separation, you know, in some instances, depending how bad it is, you could bend a rim. So, yeah, to your point, having a bigger sidewall for sure helps protect the rim a little bit more.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Dennis, for calling. Appreciate your call. Our guest today, Jake Schaefer, you can join in at 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you during our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. Jill Nadoback with us, and our goal is to keep bringing you conversations that enhance your everyday life, like helpful advice about your vehicle. Your support makes that happen because listener support's our largest source of funding for WPR programs. So I hope you'll give right now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today, this is really cool. A group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of your monthly gifts. $50,000. Become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions will be matched. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's their way of inspiring you to sustain Wisconsin Public Radio. You can double the impact of your monthly gift right now, as a matter of fact, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're listening right now, you know that Wisconsin Public Radio is a great source of information about the nation, the world, and Wisconsin. And you value WPR for the lifelong learning that it brings to your life. You learn something new every day, year after year.
This continuing education is possible only because of support from listeners like you. And like any education, you get out of it what you put into it. So I hope you'll invest in your education now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you do, become a sustainer. Choose a monthly gift amount to come from your bank account or your credit card, and it'll continue for as long as you'd like it to.
Because WPR is one of those things you never want to live without, make your support ongoing with a sustaining gift. Convenient and flexible. You can get started right now. Give $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This member drive supports the programs you love in style with the new WPR t-shirt. This super comfy heather gray t-shirt features Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky.
The WPR t-shirt looks like you could find it at a boutique store. It looks really cool. I like how it has all the different animals. It feels very connected to nature.
It's got a deer and a bird and a badger all on a nice gray t-shirt, and it looks kind of like constellations in the night sky.
A dark gray t-shirt with light purple Wisconsin state symbols on there that also have these constellations. Looks super comfy.
Ask for yours now when you give $12 a month or more. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Maybe we could put a photo of Jill on the next t-shirt. That'd be
oh, worth... boy. You know, we just blow those phones out of the water there, Larry.
Oh, man. Listener support for t-shirts and for the radio station. Listener support's our biggest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support during this drive, all kidding aside, that's why it's so important. And maybe the gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
That's right. And today, support the programs that you rely on, and your gift will go twice as far. Become a WPR sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly support, and a group of very generous members will match your first year of contributions.
So take advantage of this match and double support for the WPR programs you love. Become a sustainer or increase your existing monthly gift at WPR.org or at 888. 202-2552.
You know, we ask that you make a contribution, but we also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. Now, many people give $10 a month. Some give $100 or so a month.
Whatever amount, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy. Keeping your source for information and entertainment on WPR going strong. So give now whatever amount feels right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget about that sustaining match. That's from a group of generous members. They're going to match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts today. So become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions will be matched. So double the impact of your sustaining gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And even though it doesn't have a photo of Jill on it, the T-shirts, the 2021 T-shirts, are USA made. They're printed right here in Wisconsin. And if you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you can ask for your T-shirt and we'll send you one.
That's right. Maybe, Larry, you and I both could be on the T-shirt. That would even get more people. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount that you choose. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support will go twice as far. Like Laureen in Madison says, I really appreciate your guests, especially those offering helpful health tips. And Danica in Appleton says, Larry, Larry is a comforting and knowledgeable radio friend. Aw, isn't that nice?
That's nice. Thank you, Danica, and thank you, Lorene, and thank you if you've given. If you haven't, now would be a great time at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And let's turn our attention back to Jake Schaefer, Service and Parts Director at Smart Motors, talking vehicle maintenance with him with the upcoming pothole season. In fact, Jake says there's already a few out there that for you to run into. Go out looking for them. If you don't want to find them, maybe you have a question for Jake. Here's the number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email to ideas at WPR.org. And Chris in Cooksville has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Chris.
Well, good morning. Thanks for the great program, as always.
Thank you.
Larry, you seem to pick some of the best guests and subjects. This is terrific. I have two questions, and if I can start with one having to do with, and Jake, this may be over your head, but the manganese brine that's being sprayed on the roads, overpasses and corners on our Wisconsin roadways, what do you believe the benefit or idea behind its use might be, other than corrosiveness to car chassis?
Yeah, I think you answered the question with the start, maybe a little bit over my understanding with the Department of Transportation. You know, my basic understanding is to help, alleviate some of the issues with icing and things like that on the roadway. On the second part of your question there, corrosiveness with the salt we have and everything, it does certainly, take some time off of these vehicles. And that's why, car washes and things like that become so important all year round as we get through the seasons.
And you had another question, Chris.
Yeah, I'm so fearful of having salt and now brine added to it all. Car chassis are going to go through. The second question has to do with the brightness of modern headlamps on vehicles. Pickup trucks seem to be the worst offenders for onlooking traffic to have to deal with the brightness of them. Toyota in general has some very brilliant headlights that are just hard to look at. Is there any cure to any of this? Can there be anything done to automotive designs to stop this overly brilliant headlamp use?
Yeah, I mean, the headlight technology has certainly advanced over the years, as we've had such an increased push on safety and things like that. Situations where, you mentioned pickup trucks, based on their height on the road, of course, with cars and smaller SUVs, it just magnifies the situation. There is always an option, of adjusting headlights if consumers or people want their headlights adjusted down a little bit to alleviate some of that. But yeah, in the terms of headlights, I mean, the push on safety to make sure we have the best product out there, that's where you're seeing what you're talking about, brighter headlights, for better visibility and things like that.
Yeah. Chris, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. By the way, Jill Nadeau is our producer today, as well as a talker on the show. Jenna Rose Schleiss is our on-air producer. Tyler Ditter is our engineer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network. Question about your automobile having some problems with it, maybe a maintenance issue. Jake Schaefer is our guest today, Service and Parts Director at Smart Motors, and he's ready and willing to answer your questions. So join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Give a ring, shoot an email, we'll get you on here pretty quickly. If you damage your tire hitting a pothole or anything else for that matter, Jake, you got to replace that tire. Do you need to replace all the tires at the same time?
Well, typically what we recommend is going to be at least repairing them or replacing them in pairs. So, tires that are on the same axle, if you have a tire on one side that is brand new, let's say it's at, 10, 30 seconds, and on the other side we're sitting at 4 or 5, they're going to have some different rolling distances just based on how big they are with the new tread. That's why we recommend doing them in pairs. Long-term effects, I mean, you could have some issues, especially if you have like a differential or a transmission on that axle. So typically we'd recommend them at least in pairs of two to make sure we protect against any long-term effects that that could have.
We had a Jill from, I think from Green Bay, has a 2010 Honda Civic Hybrid and is driving, you know, very little during the pandemic. The oil change display is at 70%, but the last oil change was a year ago. Is it advisable to change at least once a year?
I would definitely advise to change it once a year. The onboard computer does take the information as far as how much you're driving, temperatures, startups, and things like that to kind of give that output calculation of where the oil life is at. Knowing the car has sat quite a bit, and we've run into this a few times, especially with 2020 and the pandemic going on, getting that oil exchanged out at least once a year, keeping it from sitting inside of some important components like an oil pump and your oil pan and stuff like that is always good practice to make sure, like you said, at least once a year.
Lena in Stevens Point has a question. Let's go to Lena. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just a quick comment. I'm originally from Chicago, and we have a joke down there that we have three seasons, winter, construction, and potholes. So I'm no stranger to this discussion up here. But my question is actually about interior car maintenance in the winter. I drive a Subaru, and my interior is all black. And in the winter, I mean, salt, no matter how much I try to help it, just gets everywhere. And it's really tough to get out of some of the areas that are more like felt, even with these floor mats. I was wondering if you have any tips or tricks to getting salt stains out of the carpet in the car.
Hmm. Jake, what do you think?
Yeah, salt stains on the carpet, and I can lead this kind of into some moisture concerns too in the wintertime, especially in our region. But salt stains, you know, there are products out there, and I'm sure many of us have tried them, you know, over the counter to get those out. Most of the time what's required once you get those stains is you have to commit to some type of shampooing, whether that be residential, you have the option to do that, or by a professional in a detailing environment to shampoo and get that salt out of the carpet to bring that color back. The other concern you have in the wintertime, given the region, it sounds like you've been in the Midwest for a little while, is the moisture in the cars when your boots and shoes, when you kick the snow off of it. You know, that moisture just kind of hangs out in the car until it starts to warm up. If you have the windows open, things like that. So it is important to pay attention to that, too, as far as interior protection, because it will have some moisture buildup. And you want to make sure we're conscious of that, especially with how much snow and moisture we're putting in the car throughout the wintertime here.
Okay. Thank you very much for that question, Lane. I appreciate it. Well, let's go to Wern in La Crosse. Hi. Thank you for calling. Or is
Good morning,
it
Larry.
Hi, thanks for calling.
No, it's Warren. It's fine. I got a 2006 Cadillac SD, whatever they are, and the thing gets a picture on the screen of a triangle with a car in the middle, and suddenly the car will quit. When it doesn't quit, it chugs along like it's going to quit. And a lot of times it quits when I'm at a light and start to go up, and then it'll quit. It always starts, but I've added heat. I've added injector cleaner. Nothing seems to help. Nobody seems to know what it is.
Wow.
I can take my comments off the air.
All right, Jake, thank you for calling. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, warning lights like that, I mean, that seems to be a warning light that's kind of telling you there's something large that is wrong with the vehicle. With the vehicle shutting off, essentially what it's doing is it's trying to protect itself. You know, in my understanding of the General Motors world, sometimes you'll see lights like reduced engine power and things like that. So there's something, whether it be in the drivability, likely in drivability that is malfunctioning with the car. And the car is shutting down, in essence, protecting itself from any further mechanical failure. I would probably have that checked out by a reputable mechanic and see if they can figure out what's going on with the vehicle and do a little deep dive into that, because especially the fact that it's still starting up, It means it's something that's happening when it's running that the car's not liking, shutting it down to make sure it's protecting itself.
So drivability, does that, are you referring to just the performance of the engine or maybe the steering, or what is drivability really referring to?
Yeah, drivability is going to be your powertrain units, like your transmission or your engine. There's something going on in there that the car is not liking. And again, it's telling itself to shut down to protect from anything further happening at that point.
John has noted that in winter, truck drivers, especially semi-drivers, put cardboard over their front grills. He wonders what this does, and is it something we should all be doing?
Cardboard over the front grills, I believe the logic behind that is what they're trying to do is keep the cold air off of running across the engine. A hotter engine, whether it be gasoline or diesel, does perform better. So by keeping some of that cold winter air off of it, it allows the engine to keep temperature, allowing it to burn its fuel and air mixture appropriately and overall enhancing that performance of the engine. Not necessary for normal passenger consumer vehicles because we're likely not driving the long distances like a semi-driver would be to help try to maximize their performance.
Okay, that makes sense. Our guest today, Jake Schaefer, questions for him, give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org, and we'll get you on pretty quickly during our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. Jill Nadeau back with us, and we're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like The Larry Mueller Show. So support from people like you is the largest piece of our funding for the programs you value, and that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important, isn't it, Jill?
It is. And you know what? Today, why don't you become a WPR sustainer? Or if you are already, increase your monthly gift and your donation will be matched. This generous offer is from current members, and it means that they'll match the first year of your sustaining contributions.
It's their way of encouraging you to sustain Wisconsin Public Radio, so double your monthly support right now. It's a great opportunity at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you learn so much from shows on WPR. Like, for instance, I've been seeing those big pieces of cardboard in radiators for as long as I've been alive. And it's like, why are they there? And should I have one? Well, now I know. And it's stuff like that. It's big tips. It's little tips. It's all kinds of stuff. And the best thing is, WPR is listener supported. And what that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this show and many more possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
Think about what you spend money on every day, maybe coffee or takeout. It adds up. I know that for sure. It's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine, too. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also, once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like, if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support during our winter member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
That's right. And you know what? Now is the time. Give right now while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to contribute.
You'll have the good feeling of supporting the programs you love. See what that's like right now. Jill loves it. Jill gives 4 or 5 times a day, as a matter of fact, because she makes her feel better. You'll feel a lot better, too, just like Jill. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And if you give, our sustaining match is still in effect. So today, a group of very generous members will match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. That is a lot. So become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions will be matched. So double the impact of your sustaining gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can support the programs you value, and you can show off your WPR pride when you ask for that 2021 WPR t-shirt. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs that you love. Like Davy in Crystal Springs says, I've been listening to Larry for so long and am finally able to give. And Mandy in Lake Mills says, I was out of the state recently and realized how much I rely on WPR. I wanted to give a little extra this time. How nice.
It's great. Thank you, Davey. Thank you, Mandy. And thank you if you've given. If you haven't, now's a great time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Thank you. Taking a look at your vehicle today on the Ideas Network, Larry Mueller here with Jake Schaefer, Service and Parts Director at Smart Motors of Madison. Great to have him back, and certainly if you have questions about what's going on with your automobile, I hope you'll join in. You can reach us at 800-642-1234 or email at ideas@wpr.org. And Susie in Sturgeon Bay has a question for us, Jake, so let's go there. Susie, hi. Thank you for calling.
I have a 2004 Freestar van. In order to get any heat in my heater, I have to put it up as high as I can, which is 90. If I set it down, the next setting down is 85, and then I get cold air. And it's not the right country to live in to have.
Especially in Sturgeon Bay. Okay. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, well, the fact that you are getting heat at certain temperature settings, that's a good thing when it comes to, you know, the previous comment we got about coolant performance and things like that. I would definitely have it checked out. You know, inside your dash, there's an array of doors and channels for air to pass. There could be a chance that maybe something in the dash is getting hung up or stuck with the age of the vehicle, not allowing, you know, the temperature to flow as much as it should. But a good inspection overall, once over check, you know, including the comments you had made, should be able to identify what's going on so you can have, you know, the temperatures in all ranges that you select on it.
All right. So get it in and have them take a look. Susie, thank you for calling. Russ in Stoughton, it's your turn. Hi, Russ.
Hi, I have two questions. Number one, I have an 07 Mustang 6-cylinder coupe that I put to bed around November. And I was wondering, what is the best amount of gas to leave in the tank? A half tank that you can put fresh gas in the spring, or a full tank full with chemicals that keep the octane up, and with a full tank you'd keep the condensation out? What do you think about that situation?
Yeah, so typical driving, you know, if you're going to be driving the vehicle, they recommend a half tank. For storing it, I wouldn't change that recommendation. You know, a half tank, understanding the condensation and things like that, I would, whether, you know, you do a half tank or a full tank, I would use a little bit of a stabilizer. Not only does it help keep, you know, your comment about the octane and stuff in it, but also as that fuel flows through when you fire it up in the springtime, it's also going to help in making sure that injectors and things like that, fuel injectors, are cleaned up as it pumps that fuel.
So for sure, put a stabilizer in there. You could, and you're saying you could go either with a half or full?
You could go either with a half or full. You know, the normal recommendation is going to be a half tank just to keep things from freezing over. But yes, certainly if you're going to leave it stored for the amount of months that we have the temperatures around here, make sure you put a little bit of a stabilizer. Always follow the instructions on the stabilizer because they do correlate to how much you should put in for how many gallons you have in your fuel tank.
All right. There you go, Russ. Thank you. Dawn in Holman, it's your turn. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I'm going to be taking a road trip here in a couple of months, and I'm going to have an oil change and all that, have it checked over before I go. But I'm wondering if there's anything specific I should have checked out since it's going to be like 3,000 or 4,000 miles. I do have new tires, so that's good. But anything else to watch out for?
No. Yeah, tires for sure, but it sounds like you're good there. You know, the small creature comforts, make sure that, you know, your washer fluid is filled up. You know, driving through different inclement weather, whether it be warm or snow covered like we're used to here, you want to make sure you've got plenty of washer fluid that's temperature rated correctly so you can make sure you have, you know, safe, clear vision going through things. Having it checked out, doing an oil change is always a great idea. They should be reviewing the car, checking everything out to make sure there's no steering suspension components, making sure all your lights are working and things of that nature. But, yeah, certainly tires being absolute number one, you want to make sure they're going to get you to and from safely and then have them make sure they top off the washer fluid and then do just a good once-over to let you know if there's anything else going on with the vehicle as far as safety goes.
All right. Good luck, Don. Thank you. John in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, John.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Appreciate the call.
Hi. Hey, by the way, on the cardboard, before I start with my question, I think the idea is to keep the oil temperature up so that water boils out of the oil in the winter. That's just my impression from having talked with people about that idea. But I have a question that involves drama and COVID, maybe betrayal. So here it is. Last summer, I decided to replace my passenger air filter with a HEPA unit, I guess they're called, on the suggestion of my brother. And I looked into it, and it was easy enough, just three screws. So I went in, and lo and behold, there was no filter inside. I could see the dust marks from the pleats where the filter had been inside of its housing, but the original filter was gone. And, of course, I went ahead and replaced this filter with the new HEPA filter. And then thinking back as to what could have happened to my filter, I realized that I probably knew what organization had removed my filter without telling me about it and when and why. But I had no proof. So I wonder what your guest recommendation is for me to do in a situation like that. How should I pursue a complaint about a filter that was mysteriously removed and, of course, subjecting me to an increased risk of COVID, as it turned out?
Wow. We've never had that question before, Jake.
No. I was on the edge of my seat with the buildup here wondering what we're going to go with. But no, you know, in your pursuit of maybe finding answers and opening a discussion with anyone about this, the first thing I would go back to is the build information on the vehicle. You know, if a selling manufacturer dealer can provide you the build information for the vehicle, there's two questions I have. You know, did the vehicle come with a cabin air filter? If the answer is yes in the build information, which I suspect it will be, then the question evolves a little bit more to the situation you're in. Maybe giving yourselves a little bit more opportunity to create that dialogue that, you know, it had a filter, then it didn't have a filter, and maybe just getting the facts down, knowing from the start that the vehicle did come with a cabin air filter in your pursuance of asking why it was removed or where it went at that point.
Yeah. So get your facts and then talk to the people that were involved in it, John. There you go. Peter in Fond du Lac, your turn. Hi, Peter.
Hi. I have a question about tire pressure. I have a a Nissan Frontier, a new, fairly new, and a Prius. Both the low pressure, the little figure on the dash is on, and one says check your tire pressure. Ever since we've had this cold weather, just wondered if I walk around and looked at all of them, they look normal, and I don't like checking it in real cold weather, but you can tell me if that's right or wrong.
Yeah, so the tire pressures in the wintertime, of course, I'm always going to recommend using the tire pressure placard on the inside of the driver's door, which comes standard on all vehicles at this point. One of the things that sometimes we do forget is our spare tire does have a sensor as well. So if we are checking, you know, all four tires that are on the pavement, making sure those pressures are good, we want to be sure to make sure we're checking the spare tire too, that that one is inflated, because majority of cars do have sensors in them. And the big distinction is if the light is on solid, if your tire pressure monitoring light is on solid, which will typically look like a little exclamation point between two parentheses, that means you do have a low tire situation. If it's flashing, that means we have a sensor that isn't performing properly and probably needs replacement or some reprogramming.
Yeah, but that spare tire, and that spare tire can be a pain to get out.
depending on the vehicle and location, for sure.
Yeah, when I go in for oil changes with Smart, I always ask them to check the tire pressure of all five tires and let you guys do the job instead of me having to do it. Boy. You guys do it, and you do it quickly and do a good job of it. Jake Schaefer, our guest today, Service and Parts Director at Smart Motors. Always great to have him come by and talk about vehicle maintenance. And it's always great to have Jill Nadeau come by as well during our winter member drive, especially. We're here today to raise the money that keeps the programs that you enjoy, like this one, going strong. Support from people like you, it's the largest piece of the funding for our shows, and that's why your support. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. That's why it's so important.
And today, supporting the programs that you rely on will mean that your gift will go twice as far. So become a WPR sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly support, and a group of very generous members will match your first year of contributions.
Take advantage of this match and double support for the WPR programs you love. Become a sustainer or increase your existing monthly gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And just think about how much WPR has enriched your life. Or, you know, why are we so unique in public radio? What's important to you? Well, one of the unique things is WPR is listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this show and many more possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And enjoy that 2021 USA-made WPR T-shirt. It has a purple design showcasing Wisconsin state symbols. It's on a soft heather gray tee. So show off your WPR pride wherever you go and ask for your T-shirt when you make your gift of $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I started listening when I was a grad student here in 1976. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. One reason I love listening is that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and WPR always has a lot of different things. I can hear everything from politics to gardening to travel information. I love just hearing that variety of things.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support today of our shows keep all the programs you enjoy going strong. Maybe your contribution is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount, and we appreciate it.
That's right. And Terry Gross just said that I should do it, so I'm going to call up because I do everything Terry Gross says. Today, a group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. That is just blows my mind. Become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions will be matched.
And you know what? I'm looking at our dashboard here for drives, and we're about six contributors short to reaching our goal of 30 for the hour. So we're
what?
A little behind. yeah, you can help us out right now. We've got a minute or two, a couple minutes to go to reach that particular goal. So I hope you will take some time right now and go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and your support is so appreciated. And we've had lots of nice comments from people. We really appreciate it. A nice note from Candace in Lyon, Wisconsin, Bailey in Morrisonville. If you haven't given yet, do it right now. Help us meet our goal. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Jake Schaefer will be back with us right after the news. I'm Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau for the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look at your vehicle here on the Ideas Network, Larry Mueller here with my vehicle maintenance expert, Jake Schaefer from Smart Motors of Madison. He has the duty, no, it's he calls it a privilege to be able to talk with you about problems with your car. And if you have one, give a call, 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Several emails, I think we should get through a few of those. A listener emailed to ask, what's the difference between all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive? Also, what should we know about vehicles that are able to switch between front-wheel drive and all-wheel drive?
Yeah, so, you know, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. So an all-wheel drive system has the capability to move power throughout the wheels depending on what it's sensing on the road. For example, an all-wheel drive, if it detects that there is slippage at one tire on like a snowy road, it can divert power and move it to another tire to allow the vehicle to keep moving forward. A four-wheel drive setup, something that you would manually put into four-wheel drive, that's going to ensure that the both front and rear axle of the vehicle are locked in together and power is being delivered to those wheels at all times. So, that would be the main difference between all-wheel drive and a four-wheel drive system in our modern-day vehicles.
Justin has a 2013 Prius and is wondering if there is an anti-theft device that can be installed. He's heard of a lot of catalytic converter thefts.
Yeah, we, as a sponsor and a provider of Toyotas here, we actually have recently brought in a system to help with that occurrence. Our supplier right now is providing us with Prius anti-theft systems. It is something that can be done either at our store, as I said, or reaching out to a local repair facility to see if it's something they offer. But they are on the market. It is something that we are doing here. Just giving a little bit more peace of mind because there is such an uptick in the theft of those catalytic converters at this time.
Laura emailed to say we hear about the pressure being down in the cold for tires, but does it increase when it's hot? If so, is it a concern?
No, stationary on the vehicle, a vehicle just sitting as it warms up or as the temperature, the ambient temperature warms up, isn't necessarily going to inflate the tires. there is going to be a small adjustment with tires in motion that's going to generate some heat. Whether it be harmful, no, just because those pressure changes are going to be so minimal. We're talking like 1, maybe 2 pounds that heat is going to produce an additional pressure.
Okay. Barbara emailed to say her daughter is storing her 2020 RAV Hybrid for 2 years. How often and how far should Barbara drive it to get the oil changed?
Well, I would, you know, recommend again, at least changing the oil once a year. It's never good for oil just to stay dormant and sit in one spot. Some other things to, you know, be aware of, make sure you're protecting against rodents when you're going to store it for that long. There are devices that are made, dryer sheets, things of that nature to keep the rodents away from it. And also make sure you're moving the vehicle forward and backwards once in a while. You want to avoid having flat spots on your tires and prematurely ruining those tires due to storage.
Yeah, that makes sense. Join in, by the way, with your questions at 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Get you on pretty quickly here. Susie from Pewaukee recently bought a 2011 Prius, and the speedometer is showing 30 miles more than the speed that she's driving. So if she's going 60, it's showing 90. It started during the cold spell.
Okay.
And so she's wondering what the heck's going on.
Yeah, that's definitely one I would have, someone certified to take a look at. Not something that occurs, you know, very often, not saying that it can't happen, but I would make sure that if that's what's going on here, we should get that checked out by someone. Make sure that the car is communicating with itself properly, giving that proper readout for speed and things of that nature.
So it's a computer thing, you think?
Yeah, the vehicle is going to take inputs from, like the wheels through sensors and different things like that. And it's going to send it throughout the car to give you that heads-up display to give you the readout of how fast you're going. There's something that is definitely going on there that needs to be addressed. And before she gets a speeding ticket, let's make sure we get that one checked out.
Yeah. Is it typical to have, the speedometer off a little bit? Couple 3 miles maybe.
Mine's
about 3 miles off an hour.
There is a guideline of variance. It's typically between 1 and 5 miles per hour that the physical speed and calculated speed, they can be a little bit off. We typically see it ranging further than that when you were to replace tires with maybe a larger size or something that isn't calibrated the vehicle for all those calculations to happen, that we'll really see a large difference.
Yeah. Jeff from New Berlin sent an email to ask your opinion about lithium battery jump packs for starting vehicles with a dead battery.
Yeah, lithium battery jump packs. I'm sorry, is he referring to the jump pack itself or the battery?
I think probably... Both. Is it safe? And do they work, those jump packs? Well, maybe you could explain first what are jump packs and go from there.
Yeah, we have on hand here a lot of jump packs because we come across it every day. Vehicles that we need to get started to bring in the shop, or if we need to help one of our customers out by getting their car jump started. Jump pack is nothing more than a battery pack that stores energy. We take it up to a vehicle that has depleted all of its power. We hook it up according to the jumpstart procedure with the negatives and positive terminals. And then we just start the vehicle. So what it's doing, it's essentially just a battery pack that stores energy. And when we go to hook it up to the car and start it, it transfers that energy to the car to allow it to start, similar to traditional jumpstarting, where we're taking the energy from a good car to a bad car to get that one running.
Yeah, and how much do those cost anyway? Is it good to have one of those if you're worried?
You know, a consumer-grade one can run you anywhere between $40 to $80, and that will typically get the job done, whether it be, your car or a lawnmower or something like that. they can get rather expensive. You know, you want to make sure you're getting one that has the amperage rate for what you're trying to start. You know, ranging if you have a very large diesel vehicle with multiple cylinders, you want to make sure you're picking the right one to get that car going and not getting one that's going to underperform on you.
Let's take a call. Lucas in La Crosse, your turn. Hi, Lucas.
Hi. I was just calling. I've noticed, like, car repair insurance, if you will, has becoming, it seems to be more popular, like Car Shield, where you essentially pay insurance for potential auto repairs in the future. I was just calling to see if you, if the guest had any experience with them and his thoughts, if he thought they might be worth it or more of a waste of money.
Okay.
Yeah, an extended, I'm sorry, yeah, like an extended warranty or an insurance on your vehicle. You know, I have seen them be very worthwhile. What's most important if you're looking for something like that is pay attention to what is covered under the contract, making sure that, you know, if you're going to spend your hard-earned money on something like that, make sure it has the coverage that you're looking for. Obviously, key things like engines and transmission repairs are very expensive. So if you're going to go that route, I would make sure that that coverage is there for you. You know, you're reading the fine print and all of those things. But, yeah, traditionally I have seen them be a very good investment, especially if there's someone that if you do a lot of driving, you do plan on keeping your car for a long time. Wouldn't be a huge recommendation if you're someone who likes to trade your car out every couple years or every 2 years or whatever it may be, because it's likely you would have some warranty if you are purchasing it from a reputable seller or if you're buying a new vehicle.
Yeah, good points. Daniel in Hortonville, we'll turn to you now. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I have a question. What would happen if you tried to start your vehicle with a non-chipped key? You know, a key just to open your door, but not for the ignition.
Would that work?
Mm-hmm. Well, traditionally, no. If you have, so the way we kind of separate is we have keys, and there's also a term that we use as valet keys, which to the caller's question, that those are going to be ones that just open the door. If you were to try to start your car with that, there is actually a magnetic ring in most modern cars for security purposes, which is communicating that key that you're putting in the ignition. If you try to start it with a key that's cut but doesn't have the chip in it, what could happen is your anti-theft system could activate and shut the car down, and it won't allow you to start it. Depending on the brand and make, it could be as simple as just putting the correct key in and starting it. Some models and some manufacturers will actually lock the car out where you have to either get a key reprogrammed or get it unlocked if you were to do that. So really make sure you're looking at, you know, your manufacturer's recommendations. And of course, if your car, and like most modern cars do, they do have that magnetic ring in the steering column that's going to detect that chip to allow the car to start.
Okay. Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it. Ralph in Eau Claire, your turn. Hi, Ralph.
Morning. I got a question for your Ace mechanic there. Last time I was had my car up on the hoist for oil change, the mechanic said that one of my boots are tore. What are they talking about, a boot? He's looking at up in the air.
Hmm.
Yeah, so there's a couple options for that. So on the front of your vehicle, you could have what we call a constant velocity axle or a CV axle abbreviated, which is going to have a joint inside of it that there's a boot that covers it to contain and protect the joint and also holds grease. There also is a power steering rack that could have some boots on it. So I would maybe ask for a little more clarification if it's a power steering rack or if it is a constant velocity or a CV axle boot that's torn. In either case, I would ask for a little bit more clarity on which one it is before you proceed looking at what it's going to take to kind of get it repaired for you.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate it. Dwayne in Beloit. Hi. What's on your mind?
Hi, Larry. I have a 2011 Chevy Silverado for a work truck, and I don't know if one of my coworkers is playing a trick on me or what, but a week ago, the volume controls on the steering wheel started switching between AM and XM radio instead of going the volume up and down, and the presets on the radio switch it between AM and XM before the actual preset. You have to click and hold for 2 seconds to get to actually do what it's supposed to do. If you just press it quickly, it switches it between XM and AM. Ever heard of this? What's the fix?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, you know, the buttons on the steering wheel, if you can imagine how many times you're turning that steering wheel, certainly in a day, but also in the years of this vehicle, you know, 10 years now being a 2011, there's wiring throughout there, and there's clock springs and different thing terms we use for them. But there could be a chance that maybe you got a wire inside the steering wheel that runs those commands that maybe is a little bit shorted, and what you're experiencing is there might be you know, some shorting out, and then it's changing things on you or commanding it, not knowing if you've had it checked out or not. But you've got an electrical infotainment issue going on there. And since you're mentioning the steering wheel, the first place I'm going to take a look at is that electrical system running through the steering wheel that does control your radio as maybe being a culprit as far as shorting out and changing things on you there.
Yeah, that makes good sense. Dwayne, thanks. Good luck. Appreciate your call. And Jake Schaefer, always a pleasure to have you with us on the Ideas Network. I know you're going to be back April 15th. We always look forward to having you with us, Jake. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, and thanks to the callers.
Jake Schaefer is Service and Parts Director at Smart Motors of Madison. Always great to have him stop by and be with us, and great to have Jill Nadeau back because she's got lots to say about the Wisconsin Public Radio winner member drive. She wanted to do all the talking, but I said, no, I get to come in too and talk with it because you can't hog all the airspace here. So let's talk about that drive. You count on the Ideas Network for great discussions, and it's your gift, any amount that makes these discussions possible. Listener support's the largest support of funding for our programs, and if you haven't given, do it now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
That's right. Support the programs that you rely on, and your gift today will go twice as far. Become a WPR sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly support, and a group of generous members will match your first year of contributions.
That's really cool. Take advantage of this match and double your support for the WPR programs that you love. Become a sustainer or increase your existing monthly gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have lots of regular guests on our show, like today with Jake. We've got Jesse LeGrew and Beth Wendt who come in and help with those computers. PJ Leash, who was on yesterday, and Phil Palateri answer our questions on insects. And we have so many nationally known gardening experts. It's just amazing, all the people that we have on this show.
I'm thinking Melinda Myers is one of those gardening experts. You get great information you can use from these guests and so many others on the program. And together we get to the bottom of your questions. It's all possible with your gift. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we have a new T-shirt this year, and it's printed right here in Wisconsin. It's Heather Gray, and it features the Wisconsin State symbols in the night sky. It's the same graphic that if you got the puzzle last time around, it's that same really cool graphic. So show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR T-shirt today. Just give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's the dusk sky, not the night sky, because it's gray. It's not black yet. Like,
depends on where you are in the state, I guess.
I suppose. Oh, man. There are so many things to love about Wisconsin. Jill Nadeau, and the beautiful state, the parks, forests, rivers. They're, you know, they're some of the best things about living here.
That's right. And Larry Mueller. And, of course, WPR as part of what makes Wisconsin special. You know, it's like a natural resource, really. I mean, something that's available to everyone, something that's fundamental to life in Wisconsin. With your gift, you keep WPR a strong resource for everyone to enjoy. So contribute now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've never given before and you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. When you spend that much time with WPR, it means it's important to you.
And you're important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial participation from people like you, people who care about independent news, about good conversation, about great music. Your gift of just say $100 or maybe $10 a month or whatever amount that feels right to you really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Margo Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potacek from Madison.
I grew up listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I listen at home. It's on the radio when I wake up. I listen in the car on my way to and from work on the weekends when I'm cleaning, rarely, but I listen to it then.
I walk an hour a day, so when I'm walking, I listen to WPR on my phone. I used to listen to books. I'd download them, but I'm finding that listening to WPR, that's when I'm getting these topics that I didn't know that I was interested in.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our programs. That's why your support during this winter member drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And we know that you value your time, and we value your time too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. You just have to tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. It's quick and easy to do, and your gift helps right now. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on by calling 888-202-2552.
You know, once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. And I think, really, that WPR is one place where that's true every day. Consider a gift, maybe $2 a day to support the programs you love. It's hard to buy much for $2, but at
that's
Wisconsin Public, yeah. But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. $2, that works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, but when you do choose to support it, you make all the WPR programs that you enjoy possible. So how about a gift right now of $10 a month?
$10 a month, that's a pretty good amount. I like that amount. But you decide. You don't have to say, well, forget Jill. I'm going with something else. I'm giving 20. Whatever you decide, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. We're running out of time here, and we're going to have to go away. But I want to thank you so much if you've contributed. I know Jill does as well. If you haven't contributed, now is really a great time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. And stay with us. There's lots more in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau.